Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from two of my friends, Juliana and Anna. Hey guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for two kids that are gonna save a mountain goat on the top of a blizzardy mountain? Me too, let's go! Hey, Juliana, could you pass me the markers over there? Said Anna. Juliana and Anna were having an arts and craft morning because they had just gotten home from a long week at Superhero Camp. Superhero Camp is a very special, secret place for superheroes that have really special powers. Juliana and Anna, they had a super secret power of high jumps. Can you jump really high? Yeah, me too. But can you jump super, super high? Well, Juliana and Anna, they were unbelievable jumpers. This meant that they could get to really hard to reach places just by jumping. They could jump over houses and onto the tops of trees, and it was absolutely incredible. The entire superhero community couldn't even believe how high they could jump. Well, after a long week of superhero camp, one of their favorite things to do was arts and crafts. Do you guys like to do arts and crafts, like draw or do coloring sheets or maybe build something out of popsicle sticks and glue? Or there's so many cool things to do with arts and crafts. When you're able to create something, it's really fun. Anna, yeah, here you go. Here's some markers. Said Juliana. Wow, that looks so good, Anna. Good job, said Juliana. They had been working on this project for a very long time. Another reason why they were inside doing arts and crafts is because outside was very, very cold and snowy. They lived near some mountains, and oftentimes there would be a snowstorm that would blow in unexpectedly and dump feet and feet of snow. Juliana and Anna loved to play in the snow, but while it was snowstorming, it was probably best to stay inside and stay warm and do something fun. What was that? Anna, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Wait, let's listen and see if it comes again. Nothing. I didn't hear it. Did you? Whoa! There it goes again! It's coming from outside! Quick, put your boots and gloves on. Juliana and Anna raced over to the front door where their boots and gloves were and put on a jacket and hat. They had to stay nice and warm. They poked their head outside and immediately were blasted with a cold burst of wind and snow. Whoa, that's freezing! Cold. Woo. There it goes again. I think it's coming from the mountains, said Anna. All right, well, I think we gotta go check it out. It sounds like someone's in trouble. Juliana and Anna told their parents where they were going and that they would be back later that afternoon. They started jumping their way towards the mountains. Jumping was a lot easier than trying to walk through that very thick snow. I think we're getting closer, said Juliana. They had approached the mountain and were starting to go up, but there were some caves along the way that there was a legend that scary monsters lived inside of those caves. Juliana, did you hear that? Said Anna.
I think I did. That was not the same sound that we heard earlier. The other one sounded like it needs help. This one sounds like it wants to eat us. Hurry, go!
Juliana and Anna started jumping as high and as fast and far as they could. And sure enough, in each cave that they passed, there was some kind of scary monster that lived in that cave. In the first cave was a very pink, fluffy creature that was very mean. It was very fluffy. He kind of looked like a big stuffed animal. But oh, he was very mean. His name was Barty. Oh, and Barty the pink monster. Oof, very scary. As they jumped over that cave onto the next cave they had to pass by was a very small but very scary mouse. This mouse had big, big teeth, a long, long tail, and very cute eyes. The eyes would trick you. They would make you think that he was nice and fluffy and nice, but he would then try to bite your toes off. Ah! Jump! Run! Shouted Juliana. Juliana and Anna both jumped over that second cave just in time before that tiny little mouse was able to nibble on their toes. All right, we only have to pass by one more cave to get to the top where I think that sound is coming from. Do you remember what's in the third cave, Anna? Said Juliana. No, I don't. I don't, but there has to be some kind of scary creature in there. We gotta be careful. Anna was the first one as they were quietly approaching the cave. They were trying to sneak past it without the scary monster knowing. All right, Juliana, on the count of three, let's jump over. One, two.
Hold it right there. Come closer.
Juliana, don't move, shouted Anna. That was the sound of the scariest creature of them all. His name was Clover. Clover was a ginormous. He actually was a real stuffed animal that had been turned alive and made ginormous. He had horns like a bull, and a face like a pig, and a body kind of like a dinosaur, and a long tail like a snake. Oh man, he was a scary creature, and...
Where do you think you're going, little girls?
He said. Oh, hi. Oh, we're not going to mess up anything in your cave. We're not here to disturb you. We heard the crying sound of some kind of creature at the top of the mountain that we're pretty sure he got stuck in the snowstorm and he needs help.
You heard that too?
He said.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Clover. Do you think we can pass by?
Oh, of course. That is my friend up there, Gerald. Gerald is a mountain goat, and he went out on an adventure, and I was worried about him, and it would make me very happy if you returned him back home. He's my friend.
Oh, absolutely. That's where we're going, and I guess it did kind of sound like a mountain goat. Well, okay, we'll go get him, and then we'll be right back.
All right. Well, if you need help, just let me know.
Wow. Clover's actually not as scary as I thought,
Anna thought to herself. Juliana and Anna jumped the rest of the way up the mountain, and pretty soon, there it was.
Gerald! Come here, Gerald,
said Juliana. Gerald the mountain goat came running over. He was very lost. You see, the snow had gotten stuck on his fur over his eyes, and it had made a big snowball on his face, and he couldn't even see. Juliana and Anna brushed the snow off of the fur on Gerald's face, and he was very happy to see again. Juliana and Anna brought Gerald the mountain goat back to Clover in his cave.
Wow! Great job! You guys saved the day and saved Gerald.
The end.
Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Elliot and Leo from Maine Coast
Colorado, Rainbow and Phoenix from the UK, Opal from Utah, Avani from Toronto, Apollo from Tokyo, Evelyn and Frankie from Kansas, and Advik from Massachusetts. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kitcher Stories family and on our spy team. Well, friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye!